Good day, Laguna Beach. So glad to be your host and DJ for the next hour. My name is Susan Chofka, and I'll be here to answer any questions. I'll be hosting this hour on KXFM to raise money for this amazing, phenomenal station that's just full of community, love, and connection. One of my favorite places in the world, Laguna Beach. So proud to be a part of this station and be here today. So I'm going to do a little thing in this next hour, play some good tunes, and I'm going to do a little thing called Situations with Susan. I am a clinical hypnotherapist, mindset teacher, and intuitive healer. And yeah, I want to hear your questions. And if you don't have any, just enjoy listening and donating to us to help this beautiful station, KXFM 104.7. 10 years serving the community, music, entertainment. They do everything around the neighborhood. You'll see them at events. They're a sense of community. They're real people. And without them, Laguna wouldn't be the amazing place it is. So let's raise the vibrations, open up our hearts, and connect to this beautiful station and help out. We have this week that we're raising money for the station, and text enter your keyword to 949-715-5936, and you can use my personal link, Susan, and we'll be here to talk about so many beautiful things. Prior to finding my gift, I was a PI for the largest, that's a private investigator, for one of the largest firms in downtown LA, and I got some real great stuff to tell you that's different and vital in this beautiful world we live in. So stay tuned and enjoy this beautiful song that I love by Ringo Starr.
They used to think the world was flat, and there'd be dragons on the edge of the map. Till Galileo put on his thinking cap and changed things forever. It's just a dot for an astronaut. There's a whole universe in one raindrop. Or a single bottle of soda pop. We're all in this together. Fear is hard to overcome. Step by step is how you get it done. One day you'll be laughing. A wealthy man from way up high. A homeless child with the cardboard sky. If we could only see through each other's eyes, imagine what could happen.
Messages received.
Welcome back. Love that song. All those members of the Beatles, what talent they have. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to Ed here, his amazing wife. I listened, I caught the last 15 minutes only. I wish I could have heard the whole hour. But this morning I caught the last 15 minutes and heard her on there and just thought she was just speaking so beautiful, so eloquent. And the song choice, especially that last one, nailed it. So thanks for providing an enjoyable time.
I'll pass that along. Thank you. That's very generous of you.
Yeah. I like how she said, you know, the power within us. And I was like, yes, you're speaking to me, because, you know, there's the conscious self and the subconscious self. And what we're talking on right now is that conscious mind. You know, if you ask me, you know, how life is, I'm going to say it's fabulous. Look at me. I'm in Laguna Beach. It's, you know, I'm wearing a tank top, and this is the life. You know, I have an office in Corona Del Mar, Santa Monica, Laguna. It's everything. I have a beautiful, amazing family, my health. But the fact of the matter is I'm not just 49 years old. I'm all those ages I've ever been. There's a little girl inside of me that feels completely different on another planet. And she's the one controlling me. It's like a classroom full of kids. And that's why when we, you know, are on vacation or doing things, we feel so wonderful. But we should feel that all the time. That's what we owe it to ourselves. Not just to the people around us that we're giving back to, because that's vital, but to ourselves first, because it begins within, to find your way back home and really connect to the one in charge of you, you know, that higher self, and to make truth of everything that happened. Because, you know, the fact of the matter, you know, Ed, you didn't form your beliefs about life at 20 or 30.
No.
You were a little kid in diapers.
You know what? I still feel like you. I feel young. It's the young me that drives my day.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. And it does. And that's the thing, because we're like so scared to change that part of us, because right. That's what made us successful. I remember hearing Shaquille O'Neal, you know, he says, you know, my hard upbringing and that toughness made me who I am. I'm like, you know, I think you were always going to be that height and, you know, an athlete. You know, we can, you know, we want to just be natural and feel it all the time. You know, my happiest moments were during COVID, you know, because it was a state of mind. I, no matter how broke or how things were, you know, and I have two teenage daughters, so that's not an easy task if anyone has them. And I was so zen and happy because it was for the first time I didn't have fear, guilt, anxiety. You know, I don't even allow my kids to say those words, by the way. Like I told my kids last week, you could say, you know, the cuss words that you know not to say, that the radio can't hear. You can right. say those, but you cannot say fear, guilt, anxiety, I feel bad, you know, those things, because it really sets the tone of how you operate.
Do you let them use the word hate?
No, because right. it's an indifference.
Right.
We don't hate anything. It's indifference. You don't have to like it. Right. Just be aware, you know, this world needs more. We're, the connection of this community is amazing, and connection is key. I always say the two missing things that were so vital raising kids for all of us, and I'm not just talking about me or this country, all of us as you know, a universe, we have raised out of fear, worry, there's things in there. And what we lacked was the two most vital components, which was confidence and connection. There was no mom that went in to have a kid super connected or confident, because we didn't teach that from generation to generation. So now you know, you do things for the wrong why, because I have to, because I'm supposed to. Your why gets lost, and then we lose ourselves, and then we try to find ourselves in, you know, things that are superficial.
Right.
distractions, and the true self is within us. And when we connect to that, oh, it's like you're off that Groundhog Day hamster wheel. You're living every day's vacation. My clients, several of them, which is funny, they've sent me that song. Who sings it? The vacation song, where it's like, there's no, you're not working. Every day is on, you're on vacation.
Vacation's all I ever know. That's
not that one, but there's another one. I can't think of the name. I'm going to think of it later. But it's, you know, every day, you know, is like vacation when you're working or anything, because your why and in your connection with yourself, that I always thought I was confident, successful, positive. I had a great career, you know, as a private investigator. I worked the top cases, high profile things back in the day. But the fact is, you know, we need to show up here and now as, you know, our most highest self from all that we've learned. Right. Not just saying that got me here. Yes, it did, but it'd be a lot more unlimited and more powerful. And that's what I love about this community. Living in Laguna Beach, like, I have to set myself up for success. And I say, whatever it takes. We got rid of everything, sold the contents of, you know, in the process of our house, everything. Just, you know, because this life is to be lived full out, play big. We have so many money beliefs, you know, which are formed by the age of 7. But, you know, it's like we hold ourselves back, you know, and play games with this and that. And when the fact is we're not truly connected in an internal way. So...
Can I ask you a question? So
yes.
you were a private investigator.
Yes.
Is sometimes the negativity from what you do? Is there like, for instance, are there career choices that definitely affect that vibe and you can't get to the better place because of that career choice?
No, because we have choices. That's the number one thing. I was married. I've been with my husband 20 years, and I was married prior to that for just under 5, and everyone's like, why are you leaving him? I'm like, this is my one life. This isn't a dress rehearsal. I want to go big. I want it all, you know, and I have choices, and I'm not going to do it. You know, my why has to be for me. My why has to be because I want to be there, because I'm excited to be there, not because I have to be there or I should be there. So I would never be in a position, but if someone is a position and it's draining them or they don't feel good in their career, I helped so many of my clients that didn't want to go to their job and they needed a couple more years till they like earn the full retirement or just a status that they needed. But the last 2 years was just like, they're like, I can't do this. They were in a bad place, and we called it a midlife crisis when actually it's just, we've been so disconnected from the source within us. We don't even understand. We're just running on fumes and you know, the smoke and mirrors and all the distractions keep us busy and occupied. So, you know, it's like, there's a reason why, you know, alcohol sales and makeup sales are in the billions. We love distractions. We, you know, we lie to ourselves. We're in denial, you know. It's the ego is built up so solid over our lives to protect us, because that little kid inside us was scared, confused, worried, didn't understand when they formed beliefs. So we protected and built that ego, you know, to serve us and said, no, I'm good, I'm good, you know, but... Who needs this? Every single person with a childhood, because we all don't feel good enough. We all seek a little validation, approval, and it all comes from the conscious self, not deep enough within. And we all have triggers, and we shouldn't. And the word I hate, the two words I hate, is hard work. I don't even allow my clients to say the word hard. I heard someone in the office say hard earlier, and I was like, oh, you better be talking about your ab muscles, or you better be flexing and talking. You know, that's, you know, our mind is listening to the words we say. You know, there's our mind and there's our brain. Our brain is just an organ. And just like when people say the heart feels, no, it's an organ also. We got to really talk in sense, because just like when people say, I'm starving. No, have you ever been starving before? You know, really be honest with yourself, because the brain, it just doesn't know right or wrong. It just goes with whatever you say. And so if we're saying the word anxiety, I was watching David Letterman. I love him. And he was talking to Ryan Reynolds. And I was watching with my kids yesterday or the night before. And he kept saying, he said, the anxiety, well, how do you deal with the anxiety? How's the anxiety? And I was like, it's just too much. Like, you're making it a part of your life. It's your friend. It's your cousin. in your family. It shouldn't be. This shouldn't be in your language. This is your best-selling novel. All the pages are blank. The pen is in your hand. What do you want to write, a chapter on the anxiety? Or do you want the one where you traveled the world and fully did it for the right reason? Your why was for you. So call in if you have any questions. I enjoy speaking, connecting. If not, we're going to play some good music. But KXFM Donate, this is the week so we can celebrate this beautiful nonprofit, amazing radio station, Human Crafted Radio. Let's do it. Call in. Thanks. Welcome back to KXFM 104.7 Human Crafted Radio. We're here to raise money for this beautiful community station that just serves all of Laguna Beach. Just love this place. And so, yeah, feel free to call in and do a donation, but enjoy listening. And if you have any questions, call in. If not, just wanted to raise some awareness, like, out there, this is your life. Think about it. If it's a movie, if your life is a movie, what would it be called? What would the title be called? Just think.
Great question.
Uh-huh. Now it's showtime. This is what I always tell my clients. This is showtime. This is your best life. Because when you show up in your power and purpose, you serve the greater good so much better with a full cup. So let's really take it to the next level, another dimension, and think about what would your movie be called? Not when you're, you know, there's different ones. You have one maybe when you're on vacation, the movie, when things are going well, but just, you know, what's the theme? What's the genre? What would the title be called? And think about what you want it to be called. If like anything, you could have your dream life, imagination was just wild beyond, like a kid, like we can be and should be. Tell me what you want your movie to be called, because you are the writer, director, producer, editor, costume. You get to play. Like when my teenage daughters wear makeup, wild, and we went to a pride event at the Laguna Beach Museum this weekend, she had her eyeliner all done with a rainbow and just beautiful. And I'm like, express yourself. That is everything. Madonna said it best, express yourself, don't repress yourself. And we need to use that creative energy and raise the vibration. But think about your movie, what your title would be and how you want it to be. But make sure you know that you're in charge. No one is doing anything to you. It's happening for you. I love this part. I always tell my clients, it's not a good day or a bad day. It's so important to look at life differently. There's a good day, and then the other side is not bad. It's a lesson, a beautiful lesson to learn. And if we can see that lesson, we're going to learn it and have growth and really evolve as humans in this life now and really show up in our true power and purpose, because the superpowers we have, they're real. They are magic. We have no idea when we get out of our own way, the power we could have to help the people and give back to our community, which is so important, just as a global connection to really serve the greater good. We have so much extremes, don't we, Ed? Like extreme rich and extreme poor. Why with extremes? There's nothing good with extremes. Moby said that best.
Look at you. I wanted
to be a DJ.
Right?
Yeah, right? If I wasn't doing this, I'd be DJing and spinning records. So I'd like a gig, Diplo, one time a month or maybe twice a year. I'm not sure what I could handle. Mm-hmm. But I really want to just, yeah, I love music, right, and people.
And music is such an expressive way of putting your emotions out there, putting your beliefs and your thoughts, and whether you are a listener or you're a writer of music or a performer, there's nothing better. For me, music is the answer.
We need to use our creative energy. Some people, whether you sing professionally or in the shower, use your creative energy, whether you're cooking or drawing or whatever. Just, I was molding clay the other day playing, and I was like, this is fun. You know, we have to connect. Music, dancing, that freedom to really express ourselves. People say they'll lose themselves when they do certain things like writing or listening to music or dancing, and they zone out. That's the inner self. That's the higher self, the subconscious that knows best, that knows the real you. And when you just clean house a little and get rid of the beliefs you formed in your diapers and start getting out of that, you know, into your power, there's nothing more beautiful than raising your vibration and the ones around you, because we need that more than anything. That's very cool. You know, the world, we have so many, my teen daughters, we need to let them be, you know. I controlled them. As a mom, I didn't know what I didn't know. I controlled them instead of doing the vital things, coaching them, connecting with them. And so there was a lot of things that I'm just rewriting that I did then. Like, I don't track them, and I don't think we should, because, you know, it creates a false sense of relationship. It creates a lack of trust, a divide. And we just, if someone's going to hurt them or take them, they're not going to let them have their cell phone. You know, it's more of just, you know, the fear that we live in. That's the real F word, fear. It's really taken over. And so we just need to just live wild, live freely. Like, what would your movie be called, Ed?
I was just thinking about that. And the first thing that came to mind is called Stuck in Traffic.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
Do you take the trolley?
No, I've taken the trolley. And I love the trolley.
I'm obsessed with the trolley.
It's wonderful.
I'm going to buy one of those ornaments those kids sell. I went to a store and they only had the lifeguard tower. I need the trolley. I'm obsessed with, like, just Judy Garland. And, you know, think about those kids. You know, we look at Marilyn Monroe and Judy Garland. but you watch their story and the tragedy. And that's what we need to do, raise that awareness and the vibrations and really take care of our inner self more and get those inner senses to just come out and live with power and purpose for ourselves. And then we can give back to others. You know, just like I was talking to your beautiful intern here, she says her mom says the same thing I say, that when you're on an airplane, they don't say to put on, you know, your partner or friend or anyone else's mask, but your own, you know, because it's so much better when you're trigger free and relaxed. I didn't know. You don't need tools. You don't need, you know, boundaries, tools. And that's a whole nother show, but we don't need boundaries, tools and rules. We need our confidence. We need to be vulnerable and just the God or goddess that we were meant to be, so they can really show up and do our craft. Like, you're doing your craft. Like, you can tell that you are doing what you should be doing, connecting with the people, bringing them this joy, this music, this energy, especially being a morning guy. You have to.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. I'll defer back to our intern. Monica has her head really screwed on right. She's got her feet firmly planted. It's really cool to talk to her. So clearly she learned some cool stuff from her mom.
I love it. Yes, we could learn so much from the youth and to play more. We need to play more. We need to get out and just explore, do silly things, grab a squirt gun, go home and get Anne Marie with the squirt gun later and chase her around the house. And don't lose that childlike wonder, because it's so important, our imagination, and to use that creative energy. You know, I know so many people that said, oh, I used to paint, or I used to dance, or I used to do this. And I'm like, you're in your own way. No excuses, none of that talk. Like, it's the brain's listening to the words you say. Make it truthful, make it honest, make it real. Don't say those words at all, unless you're there facing them in that subconscious mind, where you're just facing it and putting the fire out so you can just go on and live that leader as you should in this beautiful life.
Back to my movie. I think the sequel would be great.
Oh, what would that be called?
Not Stuck in Traffic. So the second movie would probably be better than the first.
I love traffic. I do. I have to go sometimes from Orange to LA and clients, and it's just, I look at that like my time to truly connect. I used to only listen to music, and I was like, God, I'm just obsessed with music. But you know what? I need to just connect more. So I'll do a little 50-50, and I just go, you know, I don't, you know, hypnotize myself by driving, don't worry. Right. But I really, I really just allow myself to just check in and say, you know, am I setting myself up for success? Right. Not the outer self-care, not the pedicure and all the outer stuff, because we're so into taking care of ourselves temporary and externally, and that's not real. And like the word retreat, we all want to go to a retreat, but the why should be because we want a vacation, not because we're trying to disconnect, because we really truly need to connect within ourselves. So, yeah, the little Susan that I used to know and I know now is different. I used to hate my name. I used to think it was an old timey name, you know, like Betty or Judy.
Vera.
And I would think no. But now I am obsessed. I wear it around my neck. I have a huge sign. You know, I love my name because I didn't know why. My why was out of, you know, just superficialness. That little girl set that tone because she wanted an exotic name, you know. But that wasn't the real me. So when I faced and saw that little girl, it was like magic. And it's like we look at hypnotherapy and we see it as, you know, just giving us, you know, getting rid of a flying issue and anxiety. But what I do is not that. My clients are in my office 6-7 hours having a life-changing experience where they're traveling through their life to see where they form those little things that are holding them back in such a big way that they had no idea. Because my clients are, oh, no, I'm successful. I'm happy. Well, we're judging our resume or how we feel when this is happening. But, you know, what about at COVID, you know, when things were locked down at your time? How were you feeling? You know, what was your place? So we need to raise those vibrations and really use that imagination and be our biggest and best self. But that little boy, that little girl, or whoever inside of you is holding you back, give them a big hug and love in a deep inner way and enjoy this beautiful next song. It's one of my favorites.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room. Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin. Traveling in the world of my creation, what we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. No life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world. There's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly.
What a great choice of a song.
I love Gene Wilder. He's the best.
He really is.
God.
And what a magical marriage it was to have Gilda Radner and him together.
Oh,
wasn't that perfect?
I loved her on Saturday Night Live.
The perfect couple. That was the perfect couple right there.
They had that energy, that magic, where it was just like different. He was so peaceful and within himself. Like you just looked at him like he knows there's something. Like, the thing I love is we're so psychically connected. Have you ever thought of someone, Ed, and then they call you or say, I was just thinking of you?
Yeah. I chalk it up to coincidence.
Oh, you don't give your energy. You are so powerful. We can think of, you know, someone and they will think of us. And a lot of times I'll think of my client and they'll text me right after. And it's just, we're so psychically connected, the power within us. You know, we don't have to see the wind to know it's there. You know, it's really just that power within us to get there. And some, they say everyone, you know, there's some people that are psychic. Well, some people are more than others, but we all are. We just don't give it a platform or believe in it. Right. And so, you know, it's just believing in yourself. And I think the biggest thing that we can all give ourselves is just to truly know yourself, really get connected on an inner level and let that just really take over the you. And so, yeah, you get to do what you like Ed here.
Do what I love. This is it, man.
You get to do events. He just told me about a comedy thing that he hosts. I love it. Yeah. Just doing things that bring you joy.
Right. And that's it.
Yeah.
And that, for me, that's huge. I so look forward to getting up and coming to work every day. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. What did you want to be when you were a little boy?
I wanted to be Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
I wanted to be, I would work my brothers and sisters and my mom and dad's parties with a pen, and the pen was my microphone, and I wanted to sing. I wanted to be Tom Jones.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. You know, it's so funny. Like there's, with my clients, this is with everyone. So you could all think about someone you had, you know, like we all have a type, like some, like, most people say, oh, I like all blondes, brunettes, redhead, whatever, right. You know, but we all have something that we sort of lean towards more, like a look, right? All men, women, everyone has that. And so, but the funny thing is where it comes from is that youth, whether it was in kindergarten or third grade or whatever age where you first had that crush on someone, you know, and it could have been really young. It doesn't matter, but you just had that attachment to that person of like, oh my God, my heart's melting when I look at them. And then that became the epitome of beauty. And we hold on to those things, you know. I love it.
That's cool.
We form all those little beliefs and habits about ourselves as children. And you know, just doesn't matter how beautiful the childhood is. You know, some are just, you know, probably better without, but there's so many that are beautiful, you know, just to have the love and compassion that we do as humans. So I wanted to reach out and tell you guys, if you want to donate, this is the time. You can call 949, or you could text keyword Susan to 949-715-5936, and you could donate. It's helping a radio station that is like no other. This city is like no other. And this station, together, they just are magic. They do so much for the community. It makes a beautiful city, not just with amazing tourists, but it seems like a small town.
Right. Yeah.
It feels like...
It is.
I walked down the street and I was talking to someone, but from the corner of my eye, I saw your wife. It was like last Friday or something, walking around. I'm like, who? It's like everywhere I go. And I'm just, you know, I'm new here, right. You know, and so it's so exciting to already feel, but I've always felt that this place vibrates at a different level.
It does.
I mean, it's not just the beautiful oceans and the, you know, the town and the amazing trolley. Oh my God, don't get me started on the trolley. That's just everything. And so, you know, where else can you go and ride a trolley? I know Dana Point, a couple of cities are getting some.
Right.
And I know San Francisco, but that's different.
Right.
Like, think about it. Where can you go on there and just have free transportation like that? Right. So beautiful.
On top of that, and you were mentioning the people in this small town community in the feel, I love, and again, I'm generalizing, but I love the people of this town. They're so inclusive. And no matter where you go, whether it's the Sawdust Art Festival or wherever it is, Laguna Art Museum, people like each other. There's the inclusiveness. There's the neighborliness.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. One of my biggest fans, when we were talking about Gene Wilder earlier and how amazing he is Mr. Rogers. That, like, and that neighborly thing.
Right.
Like, it feels that way. It's so, you know, I'm learning all the little things, like, this is the village, you know, this is where it cuts off.
Right.
And I love it. It feels like I'm, you know, this is my movie. This is my showtime where I get to create those chapters of my life And like when I talk to a client, they're like, well, this happened to me. I'm like, that happened for you. It was ill-wrapped and it didn't look so good in normal sense, but that was for you to learn a valuable lesson, to grow, because that's what you need in this life, to keep evolving and growing. So you set yourself up for success. And that's what I did when I came here, because the vibrations, the people, the energy, it's just, you know, I was going to do whatever it took. And that's everything to me.
Excellent. And it seems to have been successful.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, so that's, I'm going to be starting a talk show with my husband. It's going to be a little Mr. Rogers, but for adults and stuff. And it's going to have interesting topics and different things. And yeah, so I'm excited for what's to come. But this is everything to me. This is like, you know, I always knew, you know, I used to say as a little kid when I was upset, when I was a little Catholic school girl in East Chicago, Indiana, I would sit there praying to Jesus, the picture, and I would just say, I want my mom. I want to go home. I was with my grandma and grandpa, and my mom was an electrician in the steel mills, and she was busy a lot. So I would just pray and pray and just feel, and I'd always say as a little girl, I want to go home. I want to go home. But to me, I was in this loving, beautiful environment. My grandma and grandpa and, you know, that my mom would visit me every other day. It was amazing. I didn't understand why I would say home. And then fast forward, you know, as an adult, I always said that. If there was ever a moment where I felt off or just, you know, cried, I would always say, you know, I want to go home, just randomly. And when I found this, what I do, I found my way back home. There's a Florence I love, my favorite. I swear I have too many favorites, but Florence, I went to her concert. That was amazing. Florence and the Machines. Right. And, you know, she said in one of her songs, you'll always, you know, I knew I'd always find my way back home. And I felt that, like, that was what I was saying all those years. I want to go home. And I knew I'd find my way back home. And it was in an internal way to get those superpowers, to show up, to raise that awareness and vibration and really just change the way things, we look at things, you know, not just to look at the glitter and the rainbows, but to see beyond that, to see the true authentic self. And so that's everything. And I love it. I love that I get to share this. I love that you're a part of it. They said that you were going to be a part of my show. I'm like, oh my God, Ed, I wouldn't want anyone else. And you know what? Thanks to Jennifer Halbert.
Oh my goodness.
We have to give props to Jennifer. Yeah. Best in the world.
She's amazing. One of our favorite people in town. And I utilize her, and she's giving of her time. She's generous of her time. She comes in here. She does little voice work for me. But you see her everywhere that there's something important happening. She's a volunteer for that.
She's the reason I'm here. Jennifer Halbert. If you need a realtor, Berkshire Hathaway. I love that girl. I love her to pieces. She is just, I don't like to say hard work, because that we should do smart work and easy work, you know, light work. But, you know, she will work for you like no other in the most beautiful way, where she does it with her whole heart. And she cares. She will get you what you want, and people will know it and feel it. You lose an offer or get anything, because she's doing it from within. She's using her higher self when she's there for others. She's just above and beyond. She's one of the first people I met here at an open house. And it's like, I've been to so many open houses. Come on. How many times do I become friends with the person at the open house? Never. You know her?
It's one thing to be generous with your money. It's another thing to be generous with your time and your spirit. And that's what she is. She's generous with all three. And she's got a show. She's doing a takeover show here too this week.
I'm going to listen to her. I love her.
I'm glad you guys are connected.
Yes. And when you find those people, those are the people. But you know what? It's like, I believe those people have been in your life, not just this life, in many lives, where it's like you're just, it's like that deja vu where you're like, wait, why does it seem so familiar? Like when you have those moments in your life where it feels like deja vu, or something like where I just feel so intensely connected to this particular human, and there's many of them, you know, it's not a ton, but you know the ones. And it's because we've known them from another time, you know, another dimension, another place within. This is for us just to use science, which is a phenomenal tool, and I love it to pieces. I use it in my sessions, but to use the unknown, the superpowers within us, that's the true one. Like those dreams you have, lucid dreaming, that's vital at really leveling up and controlling your life in a way. Because your dreams, if you write them down at night, there's a good chance you're going to see the premonitions and things that are looking working for you. And never Google a dream. If you're like, oh, I dreamt of water, that means transformation. No, it's very personal to you. Like it's very personal to you, where you might have someone in a dream and think, oh, it's this person, I just saw them yesterday, that's why I dreamt of them. No, you put that in your dream to remind you, to tell you something. Your higher self wanted you to know something, so it inserted that into your dream. So it's just the things that are available to us, you know, is so much above and beyond what we're doing. We're sort of stuck into that, you know, like distractions of having a screen in front of us. And that's why people love being at the beach, love going on vacation, because we're, you know, our truest self. We're relaxed. We're not, you know, hopefully we're screen free and just, you know, really living.
Yeah, I can't imagine being at the beach and being on my phone. That never happens.
Oh, not taking those posing selfies and flexing for the wife.
No, I'm past that. My focus is on just trying to be one with everything else around me, because that's my favorite spot. Beach is my go-to for where I want to be, the relaxation. Oh. So I will never leave this town. No. It's like, you know, we'll never leave this town.
Yeah. Right. They're going to bury you on the beach secretly. I know.
Just dump me in the water like a whale or whatever.
I know. It's amazing. It's just like, I don't know. It's just magic. Yeah. And there's a lot of places, you know, but I'm going to say it's the best one in the U.S. You know, there are places probably in Europe, but I'm not this. I don't know. Now I'm going to say no. But yeah, so feel free to donate today. This is the whole week, throughout the week. You know, give back to the community, do something for KXFM. They're a nonprofit organization serving 10 years in the community. They do live entertainment. They have a news hour, interview the mayor, weekly economic reports, everything. You can listen to all their different stories and events that are to come and just hear the latest, what's going on. They're always in the, you know, know-how of any events or anything that you need to know, like weekly events. And even when there were things that, you know, for, you know, preparedness just for the community.
Right.
You know, without you guys here, you know, it'd be hard. You'd have to rely on social media, which is great. But to be able to tune into your local station.
Right. We're up to the minute and live. That's what happened when the fires were taking place. I'd mentioned this earlier when we had the Emerald Fire and then Laguna Niguel. We were up to the minute and live on the spot. And we were, you know, directing
the passion, people. Right. The dedication. It's, we can't be without this. This is everything. So even, you know, if you have a few dollars, you know, just it's everything counts, because it's for a community. It's for a nonprofit. It's for, you know, what gives back and enriches lives, that whether you visit here, live here, or you just care about, you know, nonprofits that have human crafted radio, whatever your thing is, or, you know, just, you know, call in and donate to KXFM 104.7 and enjoy. My name is Susan Chavka, and I'm a clinical hypnotherapist. Enjoy this beautiful song we have for you next.
A record of the delightful piece they're going to play this evening.
We've been waiting for is here.
I have something to tell you.
Suddenly something seems to have happened. Suddenly something seems to have happened. Everybody seems to be staring in one direction. People seem to be frightened, even terrified. I want everybody to understand this.
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
There are a lot of things we don't understand. I don't understand.
We need answers from you. What did you expect to find? What did you expect to
find? What's going to be our future?
It's your responsibility to do something about it.
Well, I have the key in my hand. All I have to find is the lock. The lock. The lock. The lock.
Now listen to me, all of you.
Back. Thank you so much to listening. I've enjoyed this time greatly. I just love being here with KXFM and Ed and the community. It's just, I love this place more than anything. I used to come down here all the time before I moved, and now I'm a lucky resident that gets to meet everyone and just get familiar with the town. And you know, if there's anything you need, I love connecting. You see me on the streets, anything, please. As you can see, I love talking. So, you know, I just, you know, we need to be our most authentic, most truthful self. And the best thing we could do is be a truth teller to ourselves, to really just, you know, speak our truth, say those words and be conscious of those words. You know, don't say hard, say, tell yourself, I love a challenge and this is challenging and it feels good. I love this. And the brain doesn't have a calendar. It doesn't understand next week or tomorrow. And it's okay to look forward to things. That's great. But don't, you know, speak in that way, because the brain only understands that word now. And it gets excited when it hears that word now. So tell yourself, even when you're not feeling it, you know, tell yourself, I'm in control now. I choose to feel the way I want to feel. I create my own reality. And that's another thing that's most important. You know, I didn't touch upon, but for another time, you create your own reality every inch of your day. If there's something you don't like, speak up. Use that beautiful voice you have and be seen and heard and allow yourself. Challenge yourself. Don't say I'm nervous or scared. Say I'm excited. I'm ready. I'm doing this for me right now, and I love it, and it feels good. It's your showtime. Think about the chapters you want to write in your book. What's the chapter title? If it's something that you wouldn't want others to read or you wouldn't want to produce, then change it. You have the choice. And of course, it's not easy in the conscious mind, because that's in charge of 1% to 5% of you. You have to go deep, and I mean deeply. Deeply into the subconscious mind. So if you ever want to go deeply into the subconscious mind, keep your wonderful self, but get out of your way and really live in your truest power. It's available to everyone. So you can check me out here in Laguna Beach, Corona Del Mar, and I have an office over in Santa Monica. And my number, I guess my website would be my name. It looks like Kavka, but there's an accent on the C, so it's pronounced Chavka. So it's Susan, SusanCa, V like Victor, KA.com. And yeah, I'm a clinical hypnotherapist here to help and raise the vibrations and really show you what's truly available to you. And everyone with a childhood needs this, because we all don't feel good enough at times and we should be our biggest and best self. You know, I didn't know what I didn't know. And we don't know what we don't know. My husband told me 10 years ago, funniest thing, he doesn't remember, of course, but 10 years ago he said, would you ever have hypnotherapy? And I said, no way. And he said, why not? You try everything. You're so chill. I'm like, no. You know, I'll try everything twice, but that. I already feel like successful, confident. I'm very positive. I don't want to mess with Pandora's box. You know, I'll lose this and who I am. That was just the little girl inside me holding on from fear of the unknown. You know, I was raised and it was strict and I didn't know what I didn't know, but I'm glad I found out and found the real self. And you can too. Donate all week long and enjoy this beautiful city of Laguna Beach. Thank you so much for listening and celebrate life.
Starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high upon my head. I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang, clang went the trolley.